Good evening. I'm Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV in New Plymouth.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HD from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for April 2024. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's NZART official broadcast. Leading tonight's lineup, presidential comment. Here's our NZART president, Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Daniel?
Kia ora and kumara day. With 1 month to go until the AGM in Christchurch, I would like to thank Christchurch for hosting the 2024's AGM and ask clubs to think about if they wish to host next year's AGM. Speaking of conference, for clubs who have yet to vote on the remits, the draft constitution is on the NZART website. It was also published in the November-December 2023 break-in. Congratulations to all the contestants and winners from the Jock White Memorial Field Day held at the end of February. WIA have invited me as NZART president to the AGM during the first weekend of May. The goal was a return to having a representative biannually, with NZART going 1 year, WIA coming the next. WIA will come over for our centenary conference in 2026. There have been several branches asking about re-registering to incorporated societies. Please do not panic. There is plenty of time. Don Willis, ZL2TLL, has been asked by Council to produce a step-by-step guide, and he is working on that, making sure all our ducks are in a row. Finally, Coolbook will be with our typesetter this week, with a view of having it available on the NZART website before conference. This has been a massive task, removing all of the silent keys. My eternal thanks for the patience you have all shown. That's it from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Daniel. NZART President Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. The Radio Electronics Group, Branch 89 NZART, gives notice of their annual equipment sale at Glenview Club Incorporated, 211 Peacocks Road, Glenview, Hamilton, on Saturday, the 18th of May, just 3 weeks away. Now, doors open to vendors at 8:30 a.m. and to buyers at 10 a.m. Pre-booked tables, $20. On the day, $25. Public entry, $2, lucky ticket entry. Refreshments and door prizes. Now, there's plenty of parking, easy access, motorhome car parking as well. For a vendor registration form, contact Vern ZL1TKG. Email ZL1REGSale@gmail.com. Again, ZL1REGSale@gmail.com. That's the Radio Electronics Group equipment sale at Glenview Club, 211 Peacocks Road, Glenview, Hamilton, on Saturday, the 18th of May. To Upper Hutt we go now and join our NZART business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Kia ora koutou. Hi Jim, and good evening everyone. Last week, Sarah sent out the branch circular that includes all branch memberships for voting on remits for the 2024 AGM. A word of caution, this information is not to be shared between branches, so please do not forward this list to anyone. Only the receiving branch secretary may see this list. As this has now been published, please do not request any transfer of members to another branch. However, do let us know so we can be sure to make the change for next year. While speaking of branches, please make sure that when you nominate a person for your branch executive, that they are current financial members. These positions are only to be held by a financial member of NZART. I must apologise for the size of the updated call sign application form. Unfortunately, in my haste to get the new form prepared, I created a PDF file that is way too small to read, even for me. So please bear with me while I get the new one completed and loaded to the web page. The most important amendment to the form includes the free student application. That is, any person under the age of 20 will have their new call sign allocated free of charge. Daniel ZL2DRV has probably mentioned there will be no Zoom meeting available to attend this year's AGM. Sadly, although it served a purpose during the COVID years, offering to broadcast the meeting via this medium saw actual attendance numbers drop. Therefore, if you were considering attending via Zoom, you may want to get your registration in to attend in person. Finally, over the coming months, I will be getting Sarah to answer as many queries as possible. Therefore, I ask you all to please, in the first instance, talk or email Sarah. I am confident that she will be able to answer most questions. I'll be taking a week off after the conference and hope to have a further 6 weeks off in August to October for an overseas trip. Sarah will be up to speed to cover me in my absence. Any ham crams held while I'm away will be managed by Warren Harris, and Sarah will create the memberships. That's all from me, Jim. Ngā mihi ki a koe.
And thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, NZART's business manager. Well, it's Sangster Shield contest time. The 2024 NZART Sangster Shield contest is to be held Saturday the 18th and Sunday the 19th of May. 2000 hours to 2300 hours, NZST each evening. Rules for this year are unchanged, and as per the current NZART website, look under Activities, Contests, NZART, Sangster Shield. It is 80 metres CW only for entrance, with power output up to 5 watts PEP. Note that the transistor trophy entry criteria allow first-time Sangster entrants rather than just newly licensed operators. Remember, there are 6 half-hour operating periods each evening, i.e. 2000 to 2029, 2030 to 2059, etc. Use the branch number of your location regardless of whether this is currently active or in recess. Operating just one night is also fine, as we would all prefer to have as many on the air as possible. Hope to work you in the contest. 73 from Glen Kingston, ZL2KZ. Joining us now on the broadcast is the CEO AREC, Don Robertson, ZL2TYR.
Thanks, Jim, and hello to all members. I wanted to bring to members' attention the forthcoming break-in article about AREC's future. The article outlined some important matters and recommended changes for discussion and feedback. Time has been set aside for the discussion at the NZRT conference during the AREC forum after the AGM. We invite your participation, discussion and feedback on this significant matter. More information will be provided in the next official broadcast at the end of May. Thank you and back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Don. The CEO AREC, Don Robertson, ZL2TYR. Celebrating a special centenary. 100 years ago, on the 22nd of May 1924, a Kiwi amateur radio operator achieved the impossible. Ivan O'Meara, 2AC in Gisborne, made CW contact with Carlos Braggio, CB8, near Buenos Aires, Argentina, on 130 metres, establishing a new world record. This feat astounded the scientific world because, until then, it was thought the HF frequencies would not allow long-distance propagation. The Radio Club Argentina has agreed to NZART's proposal to suitably commemorate this historic milestone. For a week commencing 18 May, many Argentinian amateurs will be using a special prefix, the letter L, followed by a number. Kiwi DXs are asked to seek out these stations in Argentina to communicate mutual greetings on the centenary of this historic milestone. The Gisborne branch of NZART will be commemorating the centennial over the same period. On Saturday, 18 May, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m, the club will hold a special open day at their radio room at the Eastern Institute of Technology. NZRT members are invited to attend to witness the celebrations. On the open day and throughout May, the Gisborne branch will be on the air using the special call sign ZL100AC. More details on the Gisborne activities will be posted on the ZL2AA.nz website and on the branch's Facebook page. And that report from Craig Crawford, ZL3TLB, our NZART historian. Conference 2024 news now from the conference publicity organiser, Roger Corbett, ZL3RC. Registrations for 2024 conference are open and the response has been very good. I'd just like to remind you that the $50 late registration fee will be added after the 18th of May, which is fast approaching. Registration is available on the conference website at www.hamradio.co.nz, and the registration form is also printed on the back page of the current issue of Break-In. A list of accommodation possibilities, which we hope will make it easier for you to find and make your accommodation booking, has been compiled and is available on the conference website. Conference 2024 is being held at the Air Force Museum of New Zealand in Christchurch, and because of this, conference will be memorable for a mixture of aviation and amateur radio reasons. Running alongside the conference program, there are a number of exclusive tours hosted by museum staff. These tours run both Saturday and Sunday, and full details are available on the conference website. The tours are filling fast, and some have reached the limit of people attending, so book now to avoid disappointment. Select your preferential tour bookings on the registration form to secure your place. The alternate program, running both Saturday and Sunday, will visit the Christchurch CBD, revitalised since the earthquake. The alternate program includes opportunities to discover your creative talents, your culinary skills, and explore the reopened and renovated arts centre. You'll also visit Ravenscar House, which houses an eclectic collection of paintings, decorative arts, furniture, and antiques. The gala dinner on Saturday night will be a night to remember, with professional entertainment and a first-class meal. So polish off those dancing shoes and get ready to boogie. Because of the entertainment at the gala dinner, please remember to be at the venue before 1900. Latecomers will not be allowed entry to the dinner until a suitable pause in the proceedings. The conference committee has been given a large public-facing area to promote our hobby over the weekend of conference. The area will have activities which the public can engage with, and the museum itself will have a radio flavour to its education program for the week leading up to conference. Some of these activities will be fun for conference attendees as well, like hand cranking a radio and taking an easy ham cram practice exam. Maybe a good time to brush up on your radio exam knowledge. Keep an eye on www.hamradio.co.nz for the latest information, and looking forward to seeing you in Christchurch. And that information from Roger Corbett, ZL3RC, the conference publicity organiser. Now with New Zealand Women's Amateur Radio News, it's welcome to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello everyone. It's that time of the year again when the Waro-Waio Group Annual General Meeting will be held. This year is Sunday the 2nd of June at the NZART Conference venue, which is the Air Force Museum of New Zealand in Christchurch, and the meeting starts at 8:30 a.m. sharp. Apologies for non-attendance can be emailed to Topsy, ZL2LS, or to Secretary Val, ZL2FO. It's intended to discuss the future of this group at the AGM, and Topsy encourages members who cannot attend the meeting to email her their thoughts on this so they can be included in the discussion. President Topsy is hoping for a good attendance of YLs, and any non-member ladies are also welcome to attend this meeting. Zoom facilities may not be available this year, so it's important that you email any suggestions or ideas to Topsy before the meeting. Topsy would also love to get some contributions from YLs for the bulletin magazines. Just a few lines about something of interest you've done or been involved in together with a photo, if possible, would be great. Contact addresses for Waro YL Group Executive can be found inside the front cover of any bulletin magazine. That's all we have from Warrawail Group this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
And thank you, Rosemary. Rosemary Bocher, ZL1RO, reporting for the Warrawail Group. And from Christchurch, Amalie's Hill repeater site update. Progress has been slow in getting the new antenna poles in the ground, mainly because the area is volcanic rock, and drilling 3-metre holes in that is very slow going. The poles are now in place and have some of the hardware fitted, ready for antennas. The trustees are in the process of ordering new antennas, but unfortunately, some of these have a longer than normal lead time, so this part of the fit-out will be slower than was expected. This will also delay the reconnection of the national system on its way through Christchurch. On a positive note, power has been reinstated at the site, so progress is being made. And that news tonight from the Marley's Hill Repeater Trustees. Now at this point in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Here's a roundup of events from around your region. And we start with the Napier Amateur Radio Club, Branch 25 NZART, where the next meeting is on Wednesday the 1st of May at 7:30pm at the club rooms. It will be a remit meeting where there will be discussion of remits for the upcoming NZART conference and representation of the branch at the conference itself. There'll also be a discussion on adding a dedicated radio to the branch shack set up for digital transmissions such as FT8, but in particular set up to offer Winlink, which at the moment is the preferred messaging system for AREC. Wellington Branch 50 has a couple of events on in May. On Sunday the 5th, there will be a special interest workshop on flowerpot antenna construction from 1 to 4pm at Mike's at ZL1AXG's QTH. That's in 2 Derry Hill, Churton Park. And on the Sunday the 19th of May, there will be another special interest workshop on OpenGD77, again at Mike's ZL1AXG's QTH, from 1 to 3pm. Please pre-register on the club website for both events. Blenheim Branch 22 NZART has a meeting on Thursday, May the 9th, and the topic is duplexes, aerials and stuff. To Christchurch Branch 05, where the next meeting is on Wednesday the 1st of May at the club rooms in Idris Road in Fendleton. Mark ZL3AB will give a presentation on his whisper mode exploits. And finally, to Dunedin and Otago Branch 30 has advised us that they have successfully gained access to Shag Valley Station so that the 100th anniversary celebration of the trans-ocean contact between Frank Bell and Cecil Goyder is now all go in October this year. Now, more details to come next month. That's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. And that's the broadcast for tonight. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday, the 26th of May. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for April 2024. Good night, everyone. Good night now.